This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, my brothers, my sisters. We have just arrived in Ghana and we have just settled into the hotel. We came in separately. So yes. Brother Wael came in from Perth. Sheikh Muhammad Salah, Doctor, has come in from Egypt. And I came in from the UK, mashallah.
So how long it took you, Sheikh, to arrive?
It took me, well, I stopped in Dubai for a while, just to take a break and to rest. It took me about 24 hours in total, I think.
Really?
Yes, because of the break.
There is no direct flight from the UK to Ghana?
There is, but it's very expensive. So it's a British Airways flight straight. It's quite expensive. So it was working out cheaper for me to come via Dubai because my original trip from Johannesburg was also on Emirates.
I see.
Yes.
Mashallah. Salah is the closest.
The shortest. Mashallah. 6 hours.
Allahu Akbar. Yes, I don't hear these numbers when I come from Perth.
Yeah, I flew 8 hours and I was thinking about Perth. How do you manage, Sheikh?
Allahu Akbar. So I left home in Perth on Tuesday night. And I arrived
on Thursday.
So I don't remember what happened to Wednesday. Like, I have very little collection of. Yeah, it's 11 hours from Perth to Doha. And then the layover was a bit long in Doha. Then from Doha to here, 8 hours plus.
Yes, 8 hours. From Dubai to here was also 8 hours.
Yeah, it's painful for me, especially because I have my back injury.
Yes, actually, I was thinking of you because I'm sitting and saying that if I'm, you know, sometimes your feet swell a little bit. So we're taught to keep hydrated.
Yeah,
to
walking as well.
And to keep moving your feet around.
Yeah, a lot of, for me specifically, I also wear some stockings.
Socks.
Socks to keep, otherwise it could lead to blood clots and stuff like
before
that.
Before I tried to wear those, they call them compression socks,
Yes.
But it was too tight.
It's very uncomfortable, but very necessary sometimes.
SubhanAllah. Yeah. You know, one thing I find very beneficial is the movement of the feet and the stretching of it around, even on your seat, without realizing it helps your nerves, it helps so much more, and movement
but
to
also
walk.
Also, the pressure hose is really needed. I actually developed 3 DVTs, blood clots, and they're fatal.
How did you know that you had the clot? Sometimes I feel a pain, but I don't know what exactly it is.
My very first time, I was returning from Hajj. And the flight from Jeddah Airport to JFK, we're talking about 12, 13 hours. And it was in Saudi Airlines. I was so tired, of course. So once I boarded the flight, I didn't even remember when did it take off or whatever. I was knocked down for about 6 hours, skipping the meals and everything. So 6 hours sitting in the same seat.
So no circulation.
Sleeping, without taking any sleep pills or anything. Then when I woke up, I figured out there is another about 6 hours to arrive. Once I arrived to New York, I started feeling pain. Then I had another connection from JFK to Houston, Texas. And when I arrived home, it was very, very painful.
Where was the pain? Where was the pain?
It was in my calf, the right calf. So doctors couldn't imagine that I have developed DVT and... Some of the doctors were giving me massage, which even made it worse because the DVT, the blood clot could move. And once it moved to my arm. So anyway, I was hospitalized and with the ultrasound or the Doppler, they figured that there is a big DVT. Wow. So I was advised to be on anticoagulant and to wear the pressure hose or the socks. I know it's very, very
SubhanAllah, I didn't experience. I didn't experience that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and protect us all. But the doctors after the surgery suggested that when you fly, you need those socks. Otherwise, you're prone to these blood clots.
So I had one doctor tell me some time back that if you're traveling long distances, perhaps you might want to consider, obviously, for those who might be listening to this, you would need medical sort of guidance on this, but they say there is a cardiovascular aspirin, one, before you travel, to slightly thin the blood. But
not only before you travel, you gotta be after a certain age, like once a day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the baby aspirin.
And just to make it clear for those who might be listening to this.
I'm not giving medical advice.
You have to go to your doctor. We're talking about ourselves here.
We didn't plan. This comes
from doctors.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a very long journey. So the walking, the hydration, when I eat a little bit more, long back I used to eat a little bit more on the plane. I stopped eating much. I only eat when necessary.
Which plane provides that much food anyway?
Ethiopian Airlines. Ethiopian
Airlines. I don't eat by default now, alhamdulillah, after my surgery.
Yeah, no, you have
and,
to.
And that made me feel better. Like, you know, when you eat too much on flight, you feel
talking about
a bit sick.
The DVT and the experience, and wallahi, it was extremely painful, very painful. Yeah. And after I was discharged from the hospital, I stayed home for a whole month, confined to bed. You gotta be very cautious along with the injection, you know, the abdominal injection. I think it was Lovenox, something like that. You take it on a regular basis. Anyway, I remember.
So where's the fun then, brother?
The fun. I'll tell you what. You know,
because they say like you mashayikh keep traveling here and there.
What is the fun? The fun was I came to know my family, and I came to get close to my wife, and I loved home. Because I was flying right and left from here to there, sometimes not 24 hours, 36 hours flying, you know, from one place to another, just to reach my final destination. And then once I land, I start giving the courses, the lectures, and so on, then fly back to another place. But when I spend a whole month at home with my family, I loved it.
Well, I relate when I was bedridden. وَهُوَ
خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. So you gotta find the goodness even
in the negative,
the most afflicting calamity.
Wallahi, you reminded me when I was confined to the wheelchair.
Allahu Akbar. You become closer to your family.
Wallahi,
it's a time of bonding.
You didn't want anything but to be with the company
of
your loved ones.
You know, it's the care of each other that actually enhances the love and connection way beyond what it was. And I agree, this is something amazing. You know, one challenge I face sometimes when traveling is the excitement of people who see you and recognize you, to the degree that sometimes people forget that, you know, this number one, you're a male. Number two is you're a Muslim, a Muslim male, and then you're a slightly learned person, if we can word it in that way, and you have a journey, and there are so many others who might recognize you. So today, for example, I was coming to Ghana, and on the plane, I just got into my seat. And I found people coming to sit on the seat next to me. And I thought maybe this is someone who's coming to sit. It's not their seat, but they just take pictures and all that and then go away. And so many of them did this. And I'm thinking, you know, subhanAllah.
No privacy.
Yeah, no privacy, no nothing. Because at some point, I like to just sleep on the plane. And I'm thinking, imagine someone's going to video you while you're sleeping. What will happen?
As a matter of fact, I have some very shocking pictures. Three of us are
asleep. Oh, yes.
Oh, maybe we should try and get them and show them to the
viewers. I wanted to take your opinion first.
I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind.
All of us are like
that.
Allahu Akbar. We were sleeping. So over the years, I've become used to sleeping on the plane. But just a quick tip for those who might be viewing this. Yeah, I'm speaking for myself and possibly for my brothers as well. One of the biggest gifts you can give someone you've invited from far is rest.
Yeah.
Allow them rest. Don't disturb too much. You know, leave them for a few hours to rest. And you, whatever is needed and necessary, let them know. Try and keep it all together and packed. So say, for example, we arrived in Ghana. The brothers are experienced. MashaAllah, Brother Tariq, Brother Malam, Abu Bakr, Brother Mukaila, and the teams. So what they've done is, as soon as we arrive, listen, you guys have a break, we'll see you at 4 p.m. That's really nice.
I remember one day we had an event like this, and they lined us up, if you remember, Sheikh, and the entire venue came family by family to take pictures.
Yeah.
And at the end, we couldn't even smile. Like, our faces froze.
And you don't know who's standing next to you, behind you, in front of you, and so on. And you know,
that's
becomes
cool love.
Inshallah.
And as much as they love us, wallahi, we love them. Because what really gathered us and what made them love us is Allah.
And I thank Allah for this all the time, that people know people for various reasons. Wallahi, we know all those who might be interested in watching this simply because of the word of Allah. So that's an honor. And we keep it that way, by the will of Allah. Alhamdulillah. No, it's a
welcome
big thing.
Back. Missing you.
Hey, mashallah.
That is another beauty of traveling, meeting. Like, you know, once you arrive, so we're going to meet again.
SubhanAllah.
Inshallah, next time is in Hong Kong?
Bi-idhnillah, in 30th of September and 1st of October, inshallah. At the peak conference.
We might have, we have the Philippines.
Early January.
We might have Nigeria, if possible, inshallah, perhaps.
They are still talking about
it. They are still planning it a little bit, inshallah.
Ameen. May Allah always make our gathering upon the obedience of Allah.
So what is the reason we're filming this anyway?
No, because this is unplugged. Yeah. You know, behind the scenes, what happens to us. Allah. And also, we
this
will
what
discuss
we usually
few,
do.
And what we talk about generally when we're alone. I think there is one topic we should address in this Unplugged series. We can call it Africa or Ghana series, Unplugged. You know, we are in the 2nd of Muharram right now, today. And perhaps we will discuss a little bit about the Hijrah and the lessons from the Hijrah and, you know, how significant is Muharram to us as Muslims and what should we be doing and not doing.
I really believe that the Hijrah event should take more than one episode.
Inshallah.
Absolutely.
So as long as we're here,
but
inshallah.
Let me make Ghana is the Hijrah.
So let's begin by discussing the historical facts about the Hijrah calendar. When did it start?
Inshallah. So what my suggestion is, we will do a full episode starting with that. Mm-hmm. This is just an unwinding today.
Oh, okay. You mean
in fact, this session, just unwinding, unplugging, as you say. You know, it's
Oh, that's a good idea. So they, we can have a cup of tea and maybe some dates. I know you carry dates with you all the time.
Subhanallah. So, this time we carried some baklava as well.
Yes. I carried the same.
Subhanallah.
So unplug the bag, please.
You know, mashallah, tabarakallah. I was saying, on the way from the airport to the hotel, which is a nice boutique hotel here in Accra, very nice place. Mm-hmm. And I was asking Malam Abu Bakr about the program, and it kicks off tomorrow with the Jum'ah, a few TV sessions, I think, or some recordings. And then we have an evening with the public. We're calling it a motivational evening because the idea is just, you know, to try and help people navigate through the challenges that they are facing in real life. Mm. A lot of negativity, a lot of hopelessness,
thrive within these.
Yes, and challenges. A few words that can perhaps boost them and the opportunity to perhaps interact in a way that they can finally meet people who perhaps have impacted on them in a big way regarding the deen. No. It's not wrong to meet, but obviously we are no, gurus, so to speak, such that if you meet someone, you're going to have barakah from his hand.
The
so
awaiting
on.
Person.
Yes, we are just. It's just that we want to help each other, and to make people happy. To visit is a sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. You give people an opportunity. And then, what the brother was telling me is the following days, the 2 days, the Saturday and the Sunday, we have events.
The
peace,
the
international. Yes.
And some of us will be traveling to another city for part of the day to deliver a lecture and to come back.
Oh, we were not told that, huh? Were you?
I think
that's a good. Ghana, you gotta expect Allah, the unexpected.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
That's right.
Does Ghana remind you of something?
Of the eggs?
No. You know what? We had to pass. We had to pass through that phase to get to this phase. Those were the days of back in the day, you know. But alhamdulillah, the eggs and even sometimes at
I
that
think
time
you
no.
Have a little kitchen here there.
Yes, we have a kitchen. We are ready.
As far as for the eggs, we can collect them.
No, but inshallah.
I have some ducks outside and chicken. We can get some fish eggs, organic. And he's a very good cook.
I have one rule: don't do it unless you really have to. Just occupy yourself in your field. So food and all that is by the way.
He's an expertise.
May Allah make it easy.
He's just trying to conceal it.
So it's going to be a real jam-packed.
Like, you know, 5 years ago?
No, more.
More?
I think more, yeah. That it was more than 5 years ago.
Mashallah, you have developed more skills in cooking.
Yes, subhanAllah. And you know, cooking has become easier because now in your bag you can carry almost pre-prepared stuff. We just need water and
heat
a few things.
Or something, yeah.
Sometimes when you're traveling to some countries, it's interesting to carry them. But you need to know in some countries there are certain things that are not allowed, some spices and a few other things that they would consider illegal. So if it's found in your bag, you're in trouble. So you need to always know what there is and what there isn't.
It's not make illegal. They're not
I think the yeah, in some places it is. And also there is the poppy seed they have.
Yeah,
the seed that they use sometimes for baking in some.
In Australia it's very, very tricky to get any nuts or seeds or
no,
anything
when,
for
when I visit Australia I carry nothing besides my clothes
and it's better not to get any
even
food
the,
into the
even
country,
the toiletries I tell someone please just purchase me this and keep
food,
it there because
food,
travel
tricky.
With nothing.
It is worth of mentioning here, by the way, Islamically it's not permissible to use nuts as a condiment. Because it has some sort of narcotic effect. So even if it is little, Oh, if you take a few of them, yeah.
And which nuts?
The nut, nutmeg.
Oh, nutmeg. I thought you were talking of general nuts.
No, no, I was saying, what about the nutmeg. 2 kilo peanuts in my bag?
You do. Mashallah.
In fact, I have some cashew nuts, some barbecued cashew nuts. I thought we'd enjoy it together. See, there's another thing. We think of each other. As soon as we arrived, brother, Sheikh Wail gave us a bottle of beard oil, and he said, this has a matte finish, and it's not a shiny finish. Mashallah. That's amazing.
And perfume as well.
Yeah. And then Dr. Muhammad, mashallah. Brother Mudathir, mashallah. Everyone's thinking of each other, mashallah. You know? Mashallah. So I just bought a few cashews.
You mean we need to wrap it up so we can eat the
the baklava and the cashew, whatever is in the bag.
It's always lovely to see the bond and the brotherhood, and may Allah accept it from all of us.
This is one of the main reasons, besides da'wah and doing khuruj fi sabilillah, and benefiting people and benefiting from other people. Now we'll just give you a glimpse over how much suffering a traveler would encounter coming from Perth, coming from the States, coming from the UK. It's not like an easy trip.
And now the minute you land, you forget a lot of that. And you know, you have to put a smile on your face. The people are there. And it's a genuine smile.
We had a quad hug today, mashallah.
Yes, we had a quad hug. We needed to video that. If they have CCTV.
Wallahi, I wish. When I was hugging you, then he jumped in. Then Mudathir jumped in. I thought, oh my God.
Where is the cameras now?
If people want to see, this is very genuine by the grace.
Alhamdulillah.
May Allah make this love a reason for all of us to be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. Ameen, ya Rabbi.
The true meaning of fi sabilillah. For the sake of Allah. So we're not going to take much of your time for this episode of Unplugged, but inshallah, with the promise after we eat, we'll continue with the series about Hijrah.
Inshallah.
It's a very major event, inshallah, we'll be discussing. So you want to wrap it up, please?
Yes, I think Brother Sheikh Wail's microphone has just unplugged. MashaAllah. That's, it's a good thing. We are always concerned. We just have this DJI mic.
It just slipped
now. We have the DJI mic.
It's going to the stomach.
We're hungry, bro.
The DJI mic that Brother Mudathir has identified as one of the best possibly in the world.
MashaAllah.
So I just thought I'd get a few of those and give some of the sheikhs that I know would make the best benefit of it, inshallah.
The company would be very happy hearing those words.
No, it's almost about $300, I think. Maybe $290, $300, somewhere there. But the quality is really good. And, you know, if you're doing something, do it properly. Because remember the first one we introduced, the small one that was on here? That was $15, $50 between there. But it had a tinnish sort of a sound. I hope this sound is better. Maybe you guys can give us some feedback by hearing it. Nonetheless, we have a few very busy days. Please pray that Allah grant us acceptance and make it easy for us. And health is always something we're concerned about. So to get enough rest, to be able to eat that which is good and decent, even if it's not that much. But the rest, the food, and what else? To worry, you know, for the health. Mainly the rest and the food. And the good thing with us.
Shower.
The showers, yeah.
Water.
I'm trying to remind them of something.
The bottle. When we visited Ghana once in the past, we had a shower with no rows and no even
shower set.
Shower with no shower.
No pipe coming out of the wall, so the wall was trickling down. The water was trickling down the wall. We had to get a bottle and shove it into the thing just to get it to come out a little bit so it can come on us.
How fast was it coming out?
Very slow. But you know what? When there is no water, slow water is like Jannah. I promise you. You know, a few drops mean a lot. But mashallah, things have changed. This is a 5-star place. I mean, look, this room is amazing.
And no, that's why I actually wanted to bring this up. Not to discredit any person or any host, but to say, wallahi, sometimes you sleep on the floor.
Yes, it's true.
And sometimes you're invited and the last thing that people think about is food. I mean, so you've been working all day and, okay, good night, Sheikh.
Yes.
Okay, what about food?
Yes, sahih.
I thought you're a Sheikh. Sheikh, don't eat.
Yes,
and that's why he had to cook for us.
You know, the first time I came to Ghana, the airport in Accra was different.
It's a bus station, it was.
Yes. Now it's upgraded to world class, and everything, the roads are beautiful, the place is amazing, and Ghana is a place to visit. Mm. They speak English and things work here, and mashallah, it's beautiful experience of West Africa. The weather is very nice.
Very beautiful.
Today I really thought as well.
Better than Europe nowadays.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
You know, the weather in the Middle East is extremely hot. It's like 45 degrees. And here, mashallah, is about 28, 30.
Yeah, at the moment, yeah.
This is how we wrap up the video.
But the last point is, what we try to do always is, as best as we can, we do our salawat together in the room of one of us. So we just have in our little chat that Fajr will be in my room at this time. And everyone comes and we try our best to do it together. Dhuhr, Asr. We just fulfilled our salah now and we're sitting after salah.
I.e. this episode or this unplugged meeting was not even planned.
Yes,
we finished our prayers here and then we thought, you know.
Actually, what happened is Brother Muddathir was showing us the microphone and we said, let's test it out. And we
and
decided,
the lighting, was set by Dr. Salah from the hotel.
And guess what? I don't have a mic on.
Yeah, he doesn't have a mic, so...
And my mic is here now, right now.
Barakallah fi.
Barakallah fi.
Inshallah, we meet for Unplugged number 2 with the Hijrah and so on. We want to talk a little bit about it by the will of Allah.
Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.